Hi, church family, and welcome to podcast number one. We're designing these to be 3 to 4 minute bites and aiming to record these regularly. Let's begin with Psalm 31, verses 23 and 24, which are the final two verses of this psalm. Love the Lord, all his faithful people. The Lord preserves those who are true to him, but the proud he pays back in full. Be strong and take heart, all you who hope in the Lord. Everything that David writes in Psalm 31, and take time to go and read it, everything he writes is meant to culminate, to find its completion in these final two verses. Throughout this psalm, David is in great distress, and he pours out his heart to God. We read, "Come quickly to my rescue. I am in distress. My eyes grow weak with sorrow, my soul and body with grief. My life is consumed by anguish." Midway through the psalm, David turns his anguished prayers into praise as he reminds himself of the goodness of God. He says, "But I trust in you, Lord. I say, you are my God. My times are in your hands. Save me in your unfailing love." And so as he reaches the end, he now turns to the people of God and exhorts us to trust as he has trusted. Those final two verses again, paraphrased, love the Lord, be true to him, be strong and take heart, hope in the Lord. From a place of great weakness, David remembers his God, remembers what his God is like and what he has done, and David trusts. More than that, he encourages those around him to also keep their trust. It's a beautiful picture of faith. In the midst of the storms of life, the immediate can look terrifying. But yesterday, today, and forever, God is the same. He is our rock of refuge. He is our strong salvation. Brothers and sisters in Christ, in the midst of however we are feeling about life at the moment, turn your eyes upon Jesus. Remember the goodness of God and encourage the hearts of those around you to do the same.